Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Cambodia protects forested mountains and rare animals. 1 million acres of pristine wilderness inhabited by tigers, elephants, and bears has been officially protected by the Cambodian government with financial and conservation support from six U.S. and international organizations. The declaration creating the Central Cardamom's Protected Forest in southwestern Cambodia's Central Cardamom Mountains was signed into law recently by Prime Minister Hun Sen. Two wildlife sanctuaries border the newly designated area, bringing the total land under protection to 2.44 million acres, or about 990,000 hectares, the largest, most pristine wilderness in mainland Southeast Asia. The 825,000-acre Mount Samkhos Wildlife Sanctuary is west of the Central Cardamom Mountains, and the 627,000-acre Mount Oral Wildlife Sanctuary lies to the east. "This is a huge step forward for the protection of our country's amazing array of life," said Thai Sokhun, Director General of Cambodia's Department of Forestry and Wildlife. "Animals found virtually nowhere else in the world can thrive freely in our forests. Rare species such as the Indochinese tiger, the Asian elephant, and the Malaysian sun bear survive there, as do globally threatened species such as the pileated gibbon and the critically endangered Siamese crocodile, which is only known wild breeding population in the Cardamoms. But trade with endangered wildlife takes place on the streets of Phnom Penh, where the skins and body parts of bears, tigers, elephants, crocodiles, and other animals are for sale. These items are smuggled to neighboring countries for use in traditional medicine. To control illegal trade, Cambodian government rangers, military police, and community monitors are patrolling and enforcing forest and wildlife laws in the protected area. The Cardamoms are the last stronghold of the Khmer Rouge until its collapse in 1998. Isolated and inhabited by few people, the rare and endangered animals have survived while most of the mainland Southeast Asia has been stripped of its forests and wildlife by loggers and hunters. Until last year, the Cardamoms were slated for logging. In January of 2001, the Washington, D.C.-based environmental organization Conservation International secured a deal with the Cambodian government to ban commercial logging in the Cardamoms, while the conservationists worked with the Cambodian Department of Forestry and Wildlife to justify the area's permanent protection. "This is an excellent example of how the conservation movement is supposed to work," said Peter Schlegelman, chairman and CEO of Conservation International. "It adds up to be great news for Cambodia's biodiversity and the Cambodian people." Timothy Wirth, president of the United Nations Foundation, said the Cardamom Mountains are a treasure trove of wildlife and an important watershed for Cambodia. "We are proud that the UN Foundation's partnership with UNDP, Conservation International, and Flora and Fauna International has helped make it possible for the Cambodian government to protect this area of immense biodiversity. Flora and Fauna International is assisting the Cambodian government with management and protection of the two wildlife sanctuaries bordering the Central Cardamoms. The government's decision to declare the Cardamoms a protected area demonstrates a clear long-term vision for Cambodia's future," said David Mead, Conservation International's Cambodia country representative. "The government has shown strong environmental leadership, opened the door to long-term international support for wildlife protection and ecotourism, and has honored a promise made 2 years ago to conserve the Cardamoms. Cambodia's largest rivers flow from the Cardamom Mountains, and Conservation International says protection of the watershed is expected to reduce flooding downstream. Floods caused damage estimated at $156 million in the year 2000, when the country experienced the worst flooding in 70 years. Conservation International plans to work with the Cambodian government and non-governmental organization partners to encourage the creation of even larger conservation corridor, which could connect the Cardamoms to the coast, ensuring the protection of seasonal elephant migration routes. The Cardamoms are part of the Indo-Burma Biodiversity Hotspot, one of 25 global hotspots that represent only 1.4% of the Earth's landmass, but are home to more than 60% of all terrestrial species. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come